Hello, my name's David Stretton, and I'm the Methodist minister for churches in Arnside, Storth, Millthorpe and Levens in the Kendal Circuit. Welcome to worship for Sunday the 3rd of January 2021. And today we celebrate Epiphany and also Covenant Sunday. And for our hymns, we're starting with We Three Kings of Orient Are, and we'll end with Love Divine.
We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we traverse afar, field and found in moor and mountain, following yonder star.
Let's pray. Glory to the Father, the God of love, who created us, who continually preserves and sustains us, who has loved us with an everlasting love and given us the light of the knowledge of his glory in the face of Jesus Christ. Glory to Jesus Christ, our Saviour, who, though he was rich, yet for our sake became poor, and was tested in every way as we are, yet was without sin, who proclaimed the good news of the kingdom, and was obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross, who was raised from the dead and is alive for ever, and has opened the kingdom of heaven to all who trust in him, who is seated at God's right hand in glory, and will come to be our judge. Glory to the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, by whom we are born into the family of God and made members of the body of Christ, whose witness confirms us, whose wisdom teaches us, whose power enables us, who will do for us more than we can ask or think. To the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be praise and glory for ever. Amen. Today, I'm reading the story of the wise men who visit Jesus, and then looking at it through two lenses, the beginning of a new year and our annual covenant service. The reading's taken from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. And they told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. And then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. If you heard any of my various Christmas messages for 2020, then you'll know that one of the things I kept on saying was that Christmas is not the end of the story, but the beginning of an adventure. So on this first Sunday in 2021, it seems fitting to hear the story of some wise men who are on an adventure to discover something of God for themselves. And maybe that could form the foundation of a New Year resolution for each of us, to discover something of God for ourselves. And maybe we could add to that, to discover what God's purpose is for our lives. Part of the covenant prayer, which I'll be sharing with you in a while, says, "Christ has many services to be done. Some are easy, others are difficult. Some bring honour, others bring reproach. Some are suitable to our natural inclinations and material interests. Others are contrary to both. In some we can please Christ and please ourselves. In others we cannot please Christ without denying ourselves." And then it goes on to say, "Let us give ourselves to God, trusting in his promises and relying on his grace." It's a tough ask being a Christian, not for the faint-hearted. But back to the wise men. All that we know about them is contained in these few verses of scripture, so not very much. Even the description wise men is disputed, with some saying it should be kings and others astrologers. So let's think of our journey so far with God, our relationship with Jesus. Just for a moment or two, cast your mind back over your life, the whole of your life, and think about your faith journey, the different stages, the highs and the lows, the times when you felt God was close and when God was distant, and how much of that depended on what you did and how much on things just happening in some apparently random way. What kind of traveller are you? Do you travel fast or slow? Do you like to admire the scenery along the way, or is your journey all about getting to your destination? Do you plan in advance, or do you use a map or a sat-nav? Or do you simply point yourself in roughly the right direction and then set off? Do you go straight there, or is your journey one of continuous diversions? We all travel differently, and we all have different faith stories to tell. But there are a few things in this story of the wise men that we might consider for our faith journey in 2021. Firstly, they travel a long way, and it would not have been an easy journey. How far would you travel for God? How much does your faith mean to you? Are you prepared to work at it this year? And what does that mean? Secondly, the wise men end up on this journey because they spend their time looking for signs. That's how they notice the star. Do you spend any of your time looking out for God at work in the world? What are the signs and wonders in your life and in the lives of those around you that you can point to? Thirdly, the wise men make a mistake. They assume that a king will be born in a palace, so they go and ask Herod where the new king is. We all make mistakes, but probably the biggest one that we make is to assume things about God, to try and make God small enough to fit into a box that we can understand. God is big. God is awesome. God is full of surprises. Christmas is the proof of that. Fourthly, the wise men ask for help. Admittedly, in asking Herod, they ask the wrong person. But nevertheless, they ask for help on their journey of discovery. As you travel on your faith journey this year, where will you seek help? To whom will you turn? Fifthly, and finally, the wise men offer gifts. Now, there's two things about this. One is that in offering gifts, there's a recognition that the recipient, Jesus, is special. And two, the gifts are then useful to the person receiving them. So, what do you have to offer God this year? What are your gifts and talents, and how can you use them to demonstrate your love for God and share that love with your neighbour? 2020 has been a hard year. The beginning of 2021 is going to be equally difficult, but we have a star called Jesus who will guide us. There are many things that we will bring to our journey towards him. God did step out of the picture. God did enter our space and time. God is with us. Let the adventure begin. Let's pray now the covenant prayer. God made a covenant with the people of Israel, calling them to be a holy nation, chosen to bear witness to his steadfast love by finding delight in the law. The covenant was renewed in Jesus Christ our Lord, in his life, work, death, and resurrection. In him, all people may be set free from sin and its power, and united in love and obedience. In this covenant, God promises us new life in Christ. For our part, we promise to live no longer for ourselves, but for God. We meet, therefore, as generations have met before us, to renew the covenant which bound them and binds us to God. Sisters and brothers in Christ, let us again accept our place within this covenant, which God has made with us and with all who are called to be Jesus Christ's disciples. This means that, by the help of the Holy Spirit, we accept God's purpose for us, and the call to love and serve God in all our life and work. Christ has many services to be done. Some are easy, others are difficult. Some bring honour, others bring reproach. Some are suitable to our natural inclinations and material interests. Others are contrary to both. In some we may please Christ and please ourselves. In others we cannot please Christ except by denying ourselves. Yet the power to do all these things is given to us in Christ, who strengthens us. Therefore, let us make this covenant of God our own. Let us give ourselves to Him, trusting in His promises and relying on His grace. Eternal God, in your faithful and enduring love, you call us to share in your gracious covenant with Jesus Christ. In obedience we hear and accept your commands. In love we seek to do your perfect will. With joy we offer ourselves anew to you. We are no longer our own, but yours. I am no longer my own, but yours. Your will, not mine, be done in all things, wherever you may place me. In all that I do, and in all that I may endure, when there is work for me, and when there is none, when I am troubled, and when I am at peace, your will be done when I am valued, and when I am disregarded, when I find fulfilment, and when it is lacking, when I have all things, and when I have nothing. I willingly offer all I have and am to serve you as and where you choose. Glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are mine and I am yours. May it be so forever. Let this covenant now made on earth be fulfilled in heaven. Amen. Let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Fix
As we step forward into 2021, the blessing of God, the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit be upon us and remain with us forever. Let's go in peace to love and to serve the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.